tear my heart open, I sew myself shut. My weakness is that I can't do much, and my scars remind me that
you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Welcome to Bosco's Breaks. The sudden death last month of 63-year-old comedian and actor Robin Williams was ruled to be suicide by Marin County authorities. While suicide was the event that ended Williams' life, the why behind the event is complex. Williams' publicist Mara Boxbaum released a statement that Williams had been seeking treatment for severe depression. The word suicide can leave the impression that it is an individual's choice or decision to die. Dr. Stephen Ilardi, author of The Depression Cure and associate professor of psychology at the University of Kansas, has found that because depression is such a misunderstood condition, there are a lot of people who have little sympathy for those who resort to suicide. Ilardi says depression is a mental illness, not a lifestyle choice. Like cancer or any other disease, it is unavoidable, but unlike cancer, it is more often than not a hidden illness. According to Save.org, a website devoted to suicide awareness, suicide takes the lives of nearly 40,000 Americans every year, making it the 10th leading cause of death in the United States. Considering that one person takes their own life every 14 minutes in the U.S. alone, experts say there's clearly much more to discover about the brain's processing in order to battle the illness and stereotypes surrounding it. Although Williams' suicide was both shocking and heartbreaking to many, it signifies the challenges involved with treating depression and other mental illnesses in general. According to mental health experts, effective medications and treatments are available for even the most severe cases of depression. Nonetheless, the approach to finding which remedy will succeed can be a frustrating experience and can lead to a delay in a patient's recovery. Depression is currently treated with both medication and therapy, but there's still room for improvement, according to Dr. Winston Chung, a psychiatrist at the Cedar Pacific Medical Foundation, who specializes in mental and mood disorders. Chung also said that researchers need to better understand the biology of mental health issues in order to reduce the stigma and produce more accurate treatment. If you or a student in need is looking for a campus resource, you may seek the Dominican University's counseling service by calling 415-485-3258. These appointments are free to all students, available Monday through Friday, and are completely confidential. That number was 415-485-3258. Along with the campus resource, there are many resources in the San Francisco Bay Area for anyone suffering from depression or suicidal thoughts. The Suicide Prevention Crisis Line, 800-273-8255. The San Francisco General Hospital Psychiatric Emergency Services can be called at 415-206-8125. The San Francisco Suicide Prevention 24-Hour Hotline can be reached at 415-781-0500. Thanks for listening. My weakness is that I can't.